right, do take a seat. Well, for those who've been with us over these last few weeks as we've been leading up to Easter, we've been thinking about the death of Jesus on the cross and what that achieved. This morning, we turn our attention to the resurrection. So on Good Friday, Jesus laid down his life, and on Easter Sunday, Jesus came back to life. And as we think about the resurrection this morning, as we think about Jesus coming back to life, we need to engage our senses, okay? We need to engage our senses. So I wonder, any of our children, or in fact our children together, can you tell me what our five different senses are? There's a few clues up there on the screen. You might have to shout it out at the back. Yeah, nose. What do we do with our nose? We smell. Yeah, we have the sense of smell. God has given us noses to smell. Miller, you've got one for us. Taste. Yeah, God has given us tongues to taste, noses to smell, tongues to taste. What else have we got? All at once. We can see. Yeah. Amazing. God has given us eyes to see, to take in what is going on around us. Yeah, two more to get. What else have we got? Very good. So touch, God has given us hands to touch, and he's given us ears to hear, hasn't he? God has given us all these things so we can understand, we can make sense of what is going on around us in the world. Now, for some of us, I don't think those senses are maybe working quite as well as they once did, but we're still going to put them to the test this morning as we think about the resurrection of Jesus. But before we do that, we're going to sing again. It's a song that comes with actions. Jesus is the King and he's ruler over everything. And in this song, we're going to sing about lots of things that Jesus did to show that he's King. But the biggest thing Jesus did to show that he was King was to rise again to new life. So we need to be on our feet and we need to be ready to join in with the actions on the screen. So do stand and join in.
Jesus is the King, ruler over everything. Jesus is the one, promised one, the Son of God. Jesus is the Lord, he's the one you can't ignore. Jesus, Jesus, he is the King. He is the King. He commanded the fishermen, hey, come follow me. And they did, and they did, and they did. Because Jesus is the King, ruler over everything. Jesus is the one, promised one, the Son of God. Jesus is the Lord, he's the one you can't ignore. Jesus, Jesus, he is the King. He is the King. He commanded the evil ones, hey, come out of him. And they did, and they did, and they did. Because Jesus is the King, ruler over everything. Jesus is the one, promised one, the Son of God. Jesus is the Lord, he's the one you can't ignore. Jesus, Jesus, he is the King. He is the King. He commanded the wind and waves, hey, be still, and they did, and they did, and they did. Because Jesus is the King, ruler over everything. Jesus is the one, promised one, the Son of God. Jesus is the Lord, he's the one you can't ignore. Jesus, Jesus, he is the King. He is the King. He promised that 3 days after death he'd rise again. And he did, and he did, and he did. Because Jesus is the King, ruler over everything. Jesus is the one, promised one, the Son of God. Jesus is the Lord, He's the one you can't ignore. Jesus, Jesus, he is the Jesus, he's the King, ruler over everything. Jesus is the one, promise one, the Son of God. Jesus is the Lord, he's the one you can't ignore. Jesus, Jesus, he is the King.
Very good. Do take a seat. Hopefully you've woken up fully, if you weren't already. But don't get too comfy, because in this next section, children particularly, I need a few volunteers, okay? We need to warm up our senses now. In a moment, we're going to think about the resurrection of Jesus as we put our senses to the test. But we need to warm up our senses and make sure that they're working okay this morning. So I'm going to need a few volunteers to test our senses. Who would like to be our first? Come on then, lady at the back. Right, here's how it's going to work. I think we'll test a bit of touch first. You're going to have to remind me, what's your name? Pollyanna. Pollyanna, okay. You're going to have to stand looking this way, okay? I'm going to put this over your face, you can't see anything. Because just with a sense of touch, okay, I'm going to put two items in your hand, one after the other, and you've got to work out what they are. Can't eat them, can't smell them. Just touch, okay? Here we go. What have we got? Right, here's our first one. Everyone else can see what it is? Okay, Pollyanna, here it comes. There it is. Ah, but I've got to say it loudly. Oh, didn't you? Banana, well done. Too easy, okay? This one might be too easy as well then. Here we go, here's your second one. Yeah, it is. And what sort of spoon? A wooden spoon. Very good, Pollyanna. You're too good. Well, you're not too good, actually. We need to make sure our senses are working. So well done. You can grab a seat. Next volunteer, please. We've got five senses to test. Miller, come on then, up you come. Do you want to come up, mate? Oh, Hugo. Sorry, mate. Sorry, Hugo. There we go. Right, what should we go for Hugo? We're going to go for listening, okay? We're going to test your ears, mate. Okay, here's the first one. Okay, two sounds for you. Okay, you're going to have to listen nice and carefully. Everyone's got to be quite quiet. Okay, listen in. Try once more. What do you reckon? You going to see what it is?
Yeah.
It was very like spray, wasn't it? Yeah. Ripping the paper. You see, some sounds very similar, very good. Okay, I've got one more for you. Well, I've maybe given you a clue as to my other one. Hopefully you didn't see it. Okay, you might be able to see what this is. Okay, this one I think is quite hard as well. What do you reckon's in there? You might have. I don't know how much of this you've got at home.
Rice.
Oh, it's a bit more valuable than rice. What do you reckon? You've got a toaster. Money box. Yeah, money box. Well done, Hugo. Good luck, Hugo. That was a little bit tricky, that one, okay? Another volunteer required. Okay, at the back then. Right, what should we go for next? Let's put this on. Right, what do we reckon? A bit of taste or a smell? Let's go for smell. Okay, here we go. Here's our two. Right, we're ready. Okay, can we see that? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to put something just under your nose. You're going to take a big sniff. Okay, and see what you think that is. Yeah, vinegar. Very good. Bit of vinegar. Okay, this one. It's not been out the fridge too long. Okay, something else coming under your nose. Have a good sniff of that. Yeah, cheese. Very good. Great effort, two out of two. So the nose is working well as well this morning. What have we got left? I'm going to keep sight. So we've got taste. I want to go Caleb for this one because I don't want to feed anyone anything they don't like or what they're allergic to. So get that on then, Kate. Right, two things. Taste, what have we got? Here's the first one. Okay, it's coming in your mouth, mate. Go on, put it in there, get it in. Get it all in. You like it, get it in. Trust your dad.
Honey.
Honey, yeah. And this one. Well, you can use a few senses with this one, actually. Because you get to use your ears as well for this one, okay? So there's a clue for you. Did you see a spy this one?
No.
Is it, though? What do you reckon that is? Tango, it is tango. Well done. Grab a seat, Kay. Good lad. Okay, here we go. We're going to test our last one together. So four senses, I think, are up and working pretty well, which is good news. What sense have we got left? Our sight. So we need to flick it on, Simon, if we can. Okay, here we go. Here's how it's going to work. Spot the ball. So three little questions. Some of the older folk will know how this one works. You're going to see a bit of sporting action. And the ball has been removed from the picture. And you've got to use your eyes to see where you think the ball has been removed from. So there's three grids. One, two, and three. You can have a little chat if you want for 10 seconds. Someone hitting a tennis ball. The ball's been removed from the picture. Has it been removed from grid? One, two, or three? Discuss. Look at the shape of the body. Look maybe where she's looking. What do you reckon? We've got a shout out for number one. Should we have a look? Number one. There's a few groans there. Not many people had number one. Okay, let's go next one. Bit of volleyball action. What do you reckon? Same thing. Grid one, two, or three. 10 seconds. Chat it through. Look at the players. Look at where they are. Where do you reckon the ball has been removed from? We've got to use our eyes. Look. We've got to use the sense of sight to work things out. We've got a shout out for two. A lot of twos are going up. Mostly twos. Let's have a look. Oh, just in three. There we go. In three. And last one. One more chance to get it right if you haven't already. Bit of water polo. Someone's just had a shot. Has the keeper gone the right way or the wrong way? One, two, or three? What do you reckon? A few heads shaking, not sure. Three, you reckon? You go for three? Go for two. Let's have a look. It is number three. There we go. Well done. Well, hopefully that's warmed up our senses because in a minute we are going to be using our senses. In fact, Jesus calls the disciples to use their senses as we think about his resurrection from the dead. But before we come to that, we are going to sing again. We're going to sing about Jesus Christ being our hope, and he is our hope in life and in death. So let's stand together as we sing. This might be a new one to some people, but do join in and sing along. Let's stand.
Oh, sing hallelujah.
This is where we need to use our ears to hear me. He's going to read to us from Luke chapter 24. But before she does, you'll see come up on the screen. Hopefully, as we come to this reading, just to set the scene, this is what's happened already in the story. The women have already visited the tomb and found it empty. The angels have explained that Jesus is alive. Jesus has already appeared to two people as they're walking away from Jerusalem on the Emmaus Road. And now he appears again to his own disciples. And so listen in really carefully to what Mary reads, because Jesus here is telling his disciples to use their senses, to be sure that it is really him. So listen in well, and you can follow on the screen as well.
Luke 24, verse 36 to 45. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures.
Lovely, Mayor. Thank you very much. You can grab a seat. So picture the scene, if you would. The disciples are all together. They're scared. They're confused. On Friday, they watched as Jesus died. Their friend and their master has been taken from them, and they're still trying to come to terms with what's happened. And then the women go to the tomb and find it empty, and there's this message that Jesus is alive. And as they're trying to make sense of all this stuff that's happening, as they're talking about these things, Jesus came and stood among them. Verse 36, while they were still talking about these things, you can imagine they had so much to talk about. Jesus came and stood among them. He wants them to use their eyes. Verse 39, "Look," says Jesus, look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself." And again in verse 40, when he had said this, he showed them. Jesus showed them his hands and his feet. He says, "Look, it is me." You need to open your eyes. Why did Jesus say that? Why did Jesus show them his hands and his feet? Why not just point to his face and say, "Look, it's me, Jesus. You know who I am, it's me." But he showed them his hands and his feet. Why? Because they still had the marks of sacrifice upon them, the marks of the crucifixion. You see, just 3 days before, Jesus had died on the cross, and he hung there on the cross to take away sin so that people could come back into a relationship with him. And the marks are still on his hands, and now he stands there in their midst, alive and well. "You just need to open your eyes," Jesus says to his disciples. Firstly, open your eyes. Secondly, don't just open your eyes, but use your hands. Remember the sense of touch. Verse 39, "Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me," says Jesus, "and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." The disciples could literally reach out. The risen Jesus was stood in the same room as them. They could reach out and grab hold of him, give him a shake if they wanted to. They could put their fingers in the marks on his hands and in his side where the spear went in. You see, this wasn't a figment of their imagination. Jesus wasn't a spirit here or a ghost. He's alive, and he is alive in the flesh. And just to make the point, verse 42, he asked for a bit of fish, and he eats it in their presence as they look on amazed. And then lastly, Jesus speaks. They just need to listen. They just need to tune in their ears to what Jesus says. Verse 44, he said to them, "This is what I told you." Jesus says, "I've already told you about all these things. That I came to die, I came to rise again. I've already told you when I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." None of this should have come as a surprise. Everything in the first part of the Bible is all pointing in this direction to who Jesus is and what he came to do on the cross. You see, the only way we can be forgiven is through what Jesus did on the cross. And 3 days later, Jesus came back to life to show us that death is not the end. There is life. This is what the resurrection means. There is life beyond the grave. And we just need to listen to what God says in his word about his son. I don't know whether anyone here remembers this guy on the screen, the Green Cross Code Man? Anyone remember him? He was a big deal when I was at school. His job was to go around schools and help children with road safety. Okay, and Green Cross Code Man had a little catchphrase. Anyone remember what it was? Anyone remember? Stop, look, and listen. He wanted children, as they came to the road, he wanted them not just to plow on without thinking, he wants them to stop, and then look, to use their eyes to look around and listen for what's going on, to make sure it was safe before they crossed the road. Well, I think we can apply the same principle this morning as we think about the death and resurrection of Jesus. Firstly, stop. Stop. Whatever you're doing in life, whatever your life is full of, whatever you are busying yourself with in life, don't just plow on. Stop. Because nothing in life is more important than this. Stop. Secondly, look. Look in the Bible. Look at what Jesus did. Look at what Jesus said. Look at the claims Jesus made about himself. Look at the evidence that we find in the Bible for his death and resurrection. We need to open our eyes and look at what God has given us to show us what Jesus did. And then lastly, listen. Stop, look, use your eyes and listen. Listen to the wonderful promises that we find in God's word. Here's one of them, Romans 10, verse 13. This is a promise from God to you. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. If you call out to Jesus this morning and say, "Jesus, I know I've got it wrong. I often do in life. I mess up again and again. I've got it wrong." But if you call out to Jesus and say, "Jesus, I know you died on a cross for me," then there is forgiveness at the feet of Jesus. I wonder, will you call out to him today? Because Jesus can forgive, and he will forgive. That's the promise. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And lastly, a very famous promise that some of you may have heard before, John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." God gave to this world, this is Easter, he gave what was most precious to him. He gave his one and only Son, and he gave him up to die on a cross to take away our sin. But Jesus didn't stay dead. He rose again to new life, to throw open the gates of heaven and call out to the people of this world, "If only you believe in me, there is life. And there is life everlasting." Will we stop long enough to think? Will we look at who Jesus is? And will we listen to the wonderful promises that we find in God's word? Well, we're going to stand. We're going to sing about that promise now. For those who come to Friday church, you'll know this one. We're going to sing about that promise in John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved that he gave his one and only Son. So do stand together and sing as you follow on the screen. Have a seat. Well, there's a promise. There's plenty more of them in God's word for you to take away and to think about. And I do want to finish actually with a final challenge this morning. Downstairs, as you come in, there's a table in front of you. And on there, there's loads of little booklets called Luke's Gospel. It's a Luke's account of the life, death, and resurrection Jesus. And I would love you to take one of those away and read it through to engage our senses as we listen, as we look at what Jesus did. The story we looked at this morning comes right at the end of Luke's gospel. Here's what Luke says right at the very beginning. This is why Luke writes this account of Jesus' life. And it's why I think it's so important that we take it away and read it. This is what it says. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who were from the first eyewitnesses and servants of the word. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. In short, Dr. Luke went around and he interviewed loads of people, eyewitnesses who were there. They saw these things with their own eyes. They were there when Jesus calmed the sea. They were there when Jesus healed the sick. They were there when Jesus multiplied bread and fish and fed the thousands. They were there when Jesus died. And they were there to see Jesus alive again. And Luke listens to all these people, their accounts of what happened, and he writes it down in this little book, which is Luke's Gospel. Why? So that you may know the certainty of the things we have been taught, that we might know this morning with absolute certainty that Jesus died for our sin, and he rose again to new life, to conquer the grave, and through faith to take us to be with him where he is. Or to put another way, to know that Easter really happened. And so whatever else you do today with your eggs and your eating, please take these things away, think about them, and you can know with certainty that these things are true.